Welcome to boys basketball practice at East Lansing High School. The team is undefeated this season with a 14-0 record. They work hard, but they try not to take themselves too seriously.
You know, when kids start playing basketball at a young age, it's all about fun.
That's Coach Steve Finnemore.
And as they grow and mature, I often wonder, where does the fun go? Why is everyone so serious nowadays?
Finnemore says he wasn't necessarily surprised by the performance of this year's team. He got a tip early on that this group might be something special.
I got an email when our senior class, we have five seniors, when they were in the seventh grade, I got an email from someone. And they said, Coach, you got to see our middle school team. 5 years later, sure enough, that person was right with the email.
The Trojans are ranked second in the state, and they currently sit atop their conference. So how does a team like that prepare for each game?
It's all about the mental mindset now. We're practicing, you know, mindfulness, to be in the moment. It sounds like a cliche. We talk about be where your feet are, this current, you know, this present moment. But they're teenagers. They're not really into this kind of stuff.
Finnemore might not think the players are into his be-in-the-moment talks, but they might be picking up on more than he thinks. Junior Brandon Johns leads the team in points. He says being in the moment is crucial.
It's really difficult, but I mean, that's really important to take it one game at a time, because if you think about the future too much, it can really just mess with the game that's right in front of you.
Johns is ranked number one in the state of Michigan and 44th nationally by ESPN. He credits Coach Finnemore with helping him focus.
I've learned how to be mentally strong because he knows how to get on you if you're not doing your thing, and he knows how to just push you to the limit. So he's taught me really how to be very mentally strong.
And when it comes to the team, Johns and many of the players agree. The camaraderie the guys have with each other off the court might be the real recipe for their success. John says they have a pregame tradition.
We go to Subway before every game. We go to Subway and get an orange juice. And me personally, I think the orange juice is what kicks it, is what makes you play good.
John's expresses what his teammates mean to him.
Man, I don't know. They mean everything to me just because I've grown up with all of them. Just true childhood friends. And just mean the world to me, really.
Caleb Hoekstra is a senior who broke his leg earlier this year, and he's one of the captains on this team. He agrees that the players on this team have a special bond.
Being an observer from the sideline now, it is pretty remarkable to see just the chemistry that everybody has together and just the fun that we have playing with each other. It's something I really haven't seen being on other teams.
It seems like Finnemore's philosophy really has rubbed off on the team. Work hard, and don't forget to have fun.
You gotta have fun in life. You know, life is short. I'm only gonna be with these guys for a little while longer. I think society is getting to a point now, athletics especially, where things are too serious. So I try to keep it fun, because you know, you're gonna look back a couple years from now, you're gonna say, wow, I didn't have any fun. So I want these kids looking back and say, wow, I had a lot of fun with Coach Finnemore.
For WKAR News, I'm Isaac Constance.